Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go!
Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, man. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Mission under control. Out.
We gained control. Good work, man.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show, a broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind, a journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination, that beyond air sign up ahead.
I'm here to be with you, and you're listening to Ben Fisher, and the show is called American by Design. And look, if you're listening to and start a dream, man, start a fire, start a dream, you know, do something fantastic that you've never done before, that you never thought you could do before, because that's what we're all about. That's what we're all about. Now, if you're listening to us on Mixler, you can heart our show, you can favorite it, so you can get updates when we're going to be doing the show, because sometimes I don't know when I'm exactly going to be doing the show, but you can go ahead and do that. We're also broadcast in different places, like we're broadcast over on Spreaker. It failed to hit my mind there for a second. Spreaker, YouTube, we also got a YouTube channel over there. If you look for Traditional American or Trad Americans, you'll find us. You can share our Facebook show page with your friends, American by Design on Facebook. You can look me up personally. It's Bing Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R, on Facebook. Our Twitter, it's Trad Americans on Twitter. You can email me at beingatraditionalamericanmovement.com. It's a website I set up, and I'm actually working on a new one, and I've got it all transferred over. It's on our production site. I'm going to talk about that in a second here. We are sponsored by Traditional American Patriot Network. These are the fine ladies that host Women Patriots on Mondays, and they provide the call-in number for you guys to all call in, and that's 657-383-1908. That number doesn't change. It stays the same. Yeah, 657-383-1908. You can also get me, email me at bingfisher@gmail.com. And I just had a buddy that I sent some tapes up to, Jim Mosier, that used to be in some bands that I work with. And he actually, I sent two real tapes up there, and he said he found about five good pieces on there. So he's gonna go ahead. He put them in my Dropbox. I gotta check them out later. I'm kind of afraid to hear this because I know some of it I mixed when I used to do music and rock and roll and that kind of stuff back in the day, you know. So, anyways. It's good. That's going to be fun when I go to listen to that. But and if it's any good, I'll share it with you. But yeah, American by Design, we're you know, one of our mottos here is that, you know, the glass is never half empty. It's always full with something, you know. It's full with air. It's full with something. And if you hear me shuffling paperwork around here, it's because I've got papers just strung up the yin-yang around here. And it's basically because I'm doing this website. In the 1 hour it takes for me to do this show, there will be 65 abortions committed, $90 million added to the national debt. We already got, I think, 56, 57 cops killed this year. 12 murders will have taken place, 11 rapes, and we've got Obama kissing the hands of the Cuban government over there and standing in front of Che Guevara. But I created that. I created it. That's all mine. That's my mural. But we're talking the show tonight, if I can get my voice together here. The show tonight is terrorist treachery and trepidation, common sense in an uncommon world. And what I want to talk about tonight is the terrorists all over the world and my view or my plan on how to get rid of them, how to stop them. The treachery in the GOP elite and the trepidation that something bad or sinister is going to happen very soon, and it ain't going to be pretty. And this comes from both of the above aforementioned things. The terrorists, the Muslims, terrorists, and the treachery that's going on in this country. Let me see, I got a couple things I wanted to say, but let me see, there we go. I'm trying to find, there was an email or... Anyways, I'll get to it later. The website, I'm working on the website feverishly. The number here again is 657-383-1908. If you wish to apply and wish to call in and either raise hell with me or whatever. We've got Obama. Well, now let me get to the website first. I want to get first things first, okay? First in, first out. And the website I'm doing... And which is, you know, combined with a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm multitasking like Data on Star Trek. I mean, I'm doing just 18 million things at one time. And having come off, and I'm not even done. I still got tomorrow to go at work. But, I mean, it's been a long, hard and at work, okay? And don't ask me about that joke, but it's been hard at work for me this week. We've had a lot of jobs come in all at the same time. Got to get them all out. Got to get them, make sure that they're PPAP, that, you know, they're spec'd out, that everything is in spec, and we got to get those out. So, and I'm working in the shop myself. And the reason why I do that is, you know, I'm a manager up there, but I don't like to sit in an ivory tower and just, you know, dictate to everybody else what to do. Because for some things, I like to do them myself because I want them to get done right. Because I know that if I do them, and, you know, I'm not a prima donna. I'm just saying if I do them, I know they're going to get done right. And if I do them and they get done wrong, then I got nobody else to blame except myself, right? And so that's the view I take on being a manager at where I work. It's hectic. It's very hectic at times, but... You know, it's just the way it is, you know. I mean, you got your good times, bad times, and all that kind of stuff. But what we're trying to do on the website, and I've already got it transferred up from the local website, the local host, to the production website. So the website is already transferred up. And it's only accessible to me right now until I can get some of the things that I want to restore and back. I got a lot of stuff that I need to... copy over. I got a lot of stuff that I need to change over and move, and my menu structure, and it gets insane. I mean, it gets insane. And when you're installing a WordPress code and that kind of stuff for a website, it's kind of like buying Barbie. You know, Barbie, you know, you can get a Barbie doll for really cheap, but it's like all everything else costs money. And, you know, my question to everybody out there is, if Barbie's so popular, then why do her friends cost so much money? You know, and that's why, that's what WordPress is like. It's like, you know, you can find WordPress and it's free and you can download it, install it. It's really easy. But then all the plugins that you got to install, I mean, you can find free ones out there, but there's a lot of premiums and they got added features and they cost a lot more. And you end up spending like, I don't know, on one plugin, you can spend $150 a year on a plugin. And so I'm trying to go the cheaper route and go the free route. And it looks pretty good right now. I think it looks actually fantastic. I mean, but that's just me. I mean, other people might not think so. They might want me to move some things around or whatever. But my plan is on the website is to get it up and rolling, then to let some core people in to look at it, to view it. To kick the tires and so on, tell me what's not working, what is working. And then after that, and this is going to be a traditional American Movement new website, all right? But what I have to do before all this happens is I've already got it transferred. I need to port the database over. So that's $150 there, which I'll take care of. I'm not worried about that. And that'll take a little bit. That'll take about, I don't know, half a day to do all that and import all the forms and everything. And then when the core people get in there, they'll look through them and say, okay, this link is not working. That link is okay. So we either delete the post or we change the link or, you know, I fix it so it works. And so that's what we're dealing with. And it's going to be a magazine type Facebook website. So in other words, when you go there, you can read the news, you can sit there and share the news topics that we got. We're going to have writers, and it's going to be just a fantastic thing. And then also you'll have the social media going, so you'll have your own page, your own profile, your own pictures that you can share. It'll be just like Facebook, but it's not going to be with a liberal mindset mentality, okay? And I'm not going to censor people. I'm, you know, to a point. I mean, if you're going to put up graphic images and so on, then I might get on your case. But and we'll have moderators and so on that are going to watch this. So it's going to be a pretty cool thing, I think, as soon as we get going. Then after that, after the main core people get in there to look at it and tell me if that's cool or not, then what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and let some other pseudo pretty good beta testers come in that I've already vetted and allow them in, and they're going to vet it as far as how they view it versus Facebook. Because my main goal on this, and it's been this way for 3.5 years now, is to write a website that rivals Facebook but is conservative in nature, or libertarian, however you want to look at it. And I've been wanting to do this for so long, and I finally had the opportunity to do it. So, but the thing is that it's taken a lot of time. It takes a lot more time than I thought. I thought I could get up quicker than that, but it takes a lot more time than I thought. So we'll have to get to that, and we will. And I hopefully will have everything ported over this week. And that will be the new Traditional American Movement website. And then once we get it ported over, everybody likes it. We'll go ahead and transfer the database to a back-end temporary area, and then everything else is deleted, and then we move the database over. Ta-da! I need a symbol thing, but I ain't got it hooked up right yet. But, yeah, and that's the way it's going to work. So just bear with me on the website, and, you know, it'll be there. It'll be there. I mean, right now, traditionalamericanmovement.com is still there. Nothing's changed over there. I mean, it's still there. So, and if you are conservative, I mean, really think about joining that site. If you join it now, then when I go to port all the users over and the forums and everything else over, then you'll automatically be registered on the new site. So when you go to the WordPress site, boom, you're already in there. You don't have to do anything. You know, your password and username and login information is right there. It's you know, you don't have to change anything. It's 657-383-1908. When I come on the backside, we're going to talk about the Muslim terrorists and my thoughts on, you know, what's going on and how I think you can fix part of this problem anyways. Maybe not the whole problem, but you can fix a lot of this problem. So we're going to go ahead, take a short break, and then we're going to go and come right back into that. You're listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher, and we're going to be back, in about 2.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thanks for hurting, but... think I've felt my heart stop. I won't waste another moment wishing that I would have told you. At least it's in the open, and I'm glad you know that no one else can satisfy this part of mine. No one else can fill the hole that's in my soul. Everyone needs someone to love, and I need someone to. No one else will do. Oh girl, I just wanted to be you. Oh girl, I just wanted to be you. Oh girl, I just wanted to be you.
And I want it to be you, too, but not in that way. Look, if you're listening to us on Welcome to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher. Number here is 657-383-1908. Heart this show on Mixlr.com at American by Design if you like it. Share it on Facebook. You can also find our Facebook page, our show page, American by Design, to search for it. On Twitter, it's Trad Americans. And you can email me at Bing Fish or Bing at traditionalamericanmovement.com or bingfisher@gmail.com. So those are important numbers for you to know. And again, our number is 657-383-1908. We're sponsored by the Traditional American Patriot Network, and we got a couple other affiliates coming on board here shortly. So we hope you know, stay tuned, listen to the show. Now, going through, I don't think I need the rest of these notes. Yeah, the other one is Internet Conservative Radio Network. So they'll be coming on as soon as they get their website going and that kind of thing. So there's a lot of people building websites, a lot of things going on. I was reading a story today, and BSNBC. Obama says singling out Muslims makes no sense. Okay, this is by Corky Simazgo, I don't know, weird last name. President Obama joined the growing chorus Wednesday, condemning Senator Ted Cruz for calling on cops to patrol and secure Muslim neighborhoods in the wake of the Belgian terror attacks. Speaking in Argentina, Obama said that strategy makes no sense. Huh? I don't get that. We have an extraordinary successful, patriotic, integrated Muslim American community, Obama said. They do not feel ghettoized. They do not feel isolated. What, you haven't reached them yet? what the Democratic Party hasn't reached these people yet to make them ghettoized and feel isolated and get them on welfare? Now, see, this in the whole way that they word these things, you know, makes no sense. And they're talking about integrated Muslim American community. We have an extraordinarily successful, patriotic, integrated Muslim American community. No, we don't. No, we don't. If they were that extraordinarily successful, well, maybe they are at blowing things up and killing people and chopping the heads off people. And now we got a priest tomorrow that might be executed, crucified on Good Friday. No, we don't. And they're not integrated. Integrated means assimilated into the country, into our moral structure, into our republic, as it were. And they're not. You know, I was sitting watching the Belgian incident, and I was watching the photo, you know, of the two guys rolling the strollers. Not the strollers, but the carts, the shopping carts, and there was three guys actually in the airport rolling the shopping carts, and the two had the black gloves, and the one had the hat, weird hat on with the fake rubber nose, and I'm thinking, nobody profiled these people? Nobody, you could see clear as day, the two of them were Muslim, or of Arab descent. They were males from the age of 20, 22 to 30. They fit the profile. But see, we're not allowed to profile anymore. Not just us, but obviously, they're not allowed to profile in Belgium either. And not in Brussels. My idea here is, how the hell did these people even get in the airport in the first place with three shopping carts full of, that could have been bombs, could have been anything, without being stopped? And a dude that's got a rubber nose? How? How'd that happen? We've stopped profiling because, profile, we can't profile people. It makes them uncomfortable. It makes them feel, you know, that it's not right. It's not right that we profile people. No, it's exactly right. Little old ladies and young 2-year-old, 3-year-old kids and paraplegics and all these people that have been stopped by the TSA do not blow up airports. Those aren't the people that we should be profiling, but obviously those are the people that are getting checked, and you read this on a daily basis everywhere. It's daily. That, you know, little girl pulled over and you know, strip searched or whatever, or you know, for, you know, because she might have been concealing something. They don't sit there and pull, they don't even talk to these guys. How'd they get in the airport? So that's Bing's little topic number one. And every time I come up with a topic, I'm going to go ahead and play a little Hillary bit.
What difference at this point does it make?
It does make a big difference. When you profile the people that are out to kill you, and everybody out there in the listening audience today profiles. I profile, you profile, you can't tell me that you don't. You can't tell me that you don't go when you go into a crowded area or something like that, that you don't look around and you kind of look around seeing your surroundings and all this kind of stuff. But this see something, say something obviously is not working, because I could have sat there and told you just by seeing these guys coming to the airport that something was not right. You got two brothers, and granted, they don't look totally alike, but they look close enough alike. And then you got a dude with a rubber nose standing next to him, wheeling another frickin' shopping cart. And nobody has the sense to stop him and say, hey, something don't look right here. What do y'all got in the cart? Of course, obviously, it would have probably been blown up since they took their hands off it. But then all three of them would have been blown up, too. And perhaps not around a lot of other people. So that's one thing. Don't let them in. These soft targets like airports and railway stations and subways and all this kind of stuff. This is what's making it easy for these people to get in. Schools, soft targets, all these soft targets. Now I can't dictate what they do over there and overseas, but I can tell them how to fix it. And another way you fix this is you take every single family member related to these two guys that knew them, that probably knew exactly what they were going to do but didn't say a damn word. That's why I'm saying that they're not integrated. They're not successfully patriotic. They're not integrated into this country, and they're not integrated over in Brussels. Any approach that Mr. Obama says, any approach that would target them for discrimination is not only wrong and un-American, but counterproductive. No, it's not counterproductive when you're saving lives. Profiling has to come back, and we need to profile the right people, not the wrong people. We're profiling the wrong freaking people, not the right people. But we are profiling because they are taking people off the line to say, look, we're going to just, you know, it's random. It's random. Start profiling again. That will fix a lot of this. And stop it at outside. In other words, don't do it at the ticket counter. Don't do it before you're boarding the plane. Do it outside. Just like you would do at a football concert or a football game or a concert. Or you would do it at a court. You're not allowed in the court. You can get up the steps, maybe. That's about it. But I would even take it out further. I would put the metal detectors and everything outside. Stop them before they get in first. And anybody in their right mind would have to know that you cannot sit there and look at that picture that everybody's has already seen and not say, look, somebody should have stepped up and said something. But I would take the whole family members, all of them, I would deport them, and I would seize their bank accounts, and I would make it known that that's what we're going to do. From now on, that's what we're going to do. If your son or daughter or anybody related to you has been involved in some kind of terrorist attack, we're going to seize your bank accounts, and we're going to deport you. We're going to start the deportation process and get you out of here. Where you go, I don't care. I really don't care where they go. I really don't care. We've got to start something. It's got to be proactive, not a defensive move. We've got to be proactive in this movement. Looking at my time here, we got plenty of time. The second part is I would go ahead, as Ted Cruz said, I would target these encampments that they've got set up. Like Murfreesboro is a big one over here in Tennessee, where they've got mosques and mosques, and they keep building them and so on. And I would target them and just go in there and just say, look, we just want to look around, you know, to see what y'all are doing. What's wrong with that? Oh, that's a violation of the First Amendment. No, it isn't. We're protecting citizens. It's not a violation of anything. We're protecting people. And you all fit the profile of wanting to kill people. But we can't reach a common ground. We can't come to ourselves and say, look, we have to do these ugly things for maybe 6 months, maybe 4 months, till we get it figured out and till we root these people out of here. Somebody knew these three guys were up to this mess in Belgium. Somebody. And most likely, their family knew all about it. Just saying, most likely, they did. But nobody said anything. because everybody's scared of political correctness. Everybody's scared of being called a racist. Everybody's scared of profiling. And when you get scared like that, it's going to cost you lives. People are going to die. And that's the hard truth of the matter. And that's where we have to come to. We have to come to the crossroad and say, look, we don't have to inter you in camps like we did to the Japanese. We are going to surveil you. We are going to profile you like we should, that we stopped back during I think Bush's administration, where we stopped that. But we are going to profile you. The majority of these people that commit these crimes are Muslim men from the age of 22 to 30. So let's start profiling them. Let's start stopping this, keeping this from happening. I'll be back in three.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER or the OC, nothing on a CD. TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every Black Eyed Pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with they icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna to see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth and the life. One day he's going to split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
You're listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher. Number here is 657-383-1908 if you wish to call and speak with the host. You can also like our show on Mixlr.com/American by Design. Share a Facebook page with your friends, American by Design, to search for, or Twitter, Trad Americans. Hook me up over at BingAtraditionalAmericanMovement.com or BingFisher@gmail.com. And the number here is 657-383-1908. Just as a side note, I mean, it was the pictures coming from Cuba with Obama down there. they were hilarious, but they made me feel sick to my stomach because I'm sitting there looking at it going, you know, we are looking like the jokes of the world. And the Muslims got to be sitting back and just kick back laughing at us. Well, we can't waterboard. No, you know, we dictate everything that we can't do to them. Everything we can't do to them, we dictate to them. So they know exactly what they can get away with because they say, well, we do this, they ain't going to do that. They know exactly what they can get away with. You know, we dictate times when we're going to buy. I mean, it's just unbelievable how far off the beaten trail we've gotten as a country. And I hope, and I don't care really at this point who wins the election. That's what we're going to talk about next. But the thing is this, it's got to be somebody with some balls because it definitely ain't this president. And when he goes to the Cuban president and, you know, hug him, he's going to hug him. I couldn't believe that. And he's denied. He's denied. He gets his hand thrown up in the air. No, you're not hugging me. You're not hugging me. I mean, what a liberal piece of crap. What is this guy thinking? You know, he's just going to hug everybody and everybody's going to love him. Everybody's going to, you know, follow what he preaches and talks about. I mean, it's surveillance in neighborhoods he talks about where Muslims are present. You know, he just left a country that engages in that kind of neighborhood surveillance. Well, yeah, but they're not getting bombed like you know, other countries are. And it doesn't matter what Mexico does. See, that's all what these liberal judges and all this stuff do, is that they try to dictate off the bench from some other country. They bring up case law from another country that pertains to this country. That's not what they're supposed to be doing, and that's not what the president's supposed to be doing. The president should be saying, look, we're going to protect our damn country. No matter what, we're going to protect it. And we're not going to dictate. We're not going to announce beforehand what we're going to do to you when you're caught. We're going to just take care of it. But we are going to say, you know, that we're going to take your money away from you, your family's money. We're going to deport the whole doggone family and anybody related to you and just do it down the line. Get rid of all of them. And then that way you ain't got to worry about it. And send them back. I don't care where you send them. Send them to Gitmo. I don't care where. Just send them somewhere else instead of here. Moving on. It kills me. It kills me that this president is acting this way. And, you know, he's been doing it for a long time. So it's nothing new, but it's just every day. It's just another deal. Here we've got the shadow campaign. The shadow. Now, this is the other part of what I was my show is about, actually, is about the treachery, the terrorists and treachery and trepidation. And the other part was the treachery of Kasich, John Kasich, right? I've got some mixed feelings on this from Politico. Okay, shadow campaign to deny Trump his delegate begins. Delegates begin. Kasich and Cruz quietly work to persuade delegates to break with GOP voters in a contested convention. Now, of course, we all know that Mitt Romney came out and, you know, said, you know, for the Cruz supporters to support Kasich in his state and Kasich to support the Cruz supporters in the states he was running in. And that didn't work out too well, it didn't seem. But anyways, when South Dakota's Republican activists convened in Pierre to pick their delegates to the Republican National Convention, they got an unexpected visitor, and that was Merle Madrid, senior aide to Ohio Governor John Kasich, had flown in from Columbus to make an appeal. If the convention fails to elect frontrunner Donald Trump on the first ballot, consider Kasich on the second, even if the state's Republican voters sent them there to back Trump or Cruz. Madrid was polite and earnest, but according to interviews with 17 of the state's 29 delegates, he came up empty. Kasich will not get my vote no matter what he does. This ain't going to happen, said Delegate Alan Unruff, Sioux Falls chiropractor and Tea Party activist. Madrid's visit to South Dakota on Saturday marked one of the earliest signs that the shadow campaign for the Republican nomination has begun. Kasich and Cruz are scrambling to secure commitments from bound delegates to break off on a second ballot and vote against Trump. In many cases, that means asking delegates to buck Republican Party voters in the name of settling on a nominee. Now, look, this goes on in all the camps. You have to know that Donald Trump has got his operatives out there, and I don't mean CIA guys or whatever. I just mean he's got his operatives out there looking for the votes, too, from the delegates. And because you know that Donald Trump, being a businessman, the art of the deal and all that kind of stuff, that he's got a second plan. He's got a contingency going on. Okay, so you know that he's out there trying to get these people and the uncommitted delegates and that kind of stuff. But my deal here is not so much with Madrid coming down and supporting Kasich to get the delegates, is that Kasich is still in the race. And see, Ted Cruz is telling people, look, Kasich is helping Donald Trump. No, Kasich is helping John Kasich. Kasich ain't helping Donald Trump, in my opinion. Kasich knows the end game here is to get him nominated, and that's what the end game is going to be. And mark my words, it's what, March 24th? Mark my words, that's what the end game is going to be. It's going to be John Kasich against Hillary Clinton. I firmly believe that. If Trump does not get the rest of the delegates that he needs 739, which means I think he has to get 50% of the rest of the states, or yeah, 50, over 50. Ted Cruz has to get about 80. He's at 465. Rubio's at 166. John Kasich is even further down the pack at 143. He has no mathematical means of achieving the end goal. So he is looking for that contested convention. It's not a brokered convention. It's contested. It's a contested convention because none of the delegates got that 1237, which means that you got 50% plus one. Okay? So that's why Kasich is in. Kasich ain't in there to help anybody except Kasich. Yeah, he's a spoiler, but this is set up by the GOP. And this is what is treacherous about the GOP. It's what's treacherous about them. Because they don't want to ruin what they've got going on. They don't want to ruin their little elitist club that they've got. You know, you ever been to these clubs where they don't let you in? I've been there. No shoes, no shirt, no service. Well, no, you know, party background, no tag, no, you know, whatever, no invite. You don't come in. That's how these people are. And they've been doing it to other candidates that I know personally that the GOP elite has attacked, targeted, to get their own cronies in, because that's what they are. That's what they do. That's what politicians do. Now, I don't have no problem with the convention if it is a contested convention going to Cleveland and everybody voting and so on. I don't have a problem with that. I've got a problem with the GOP that does not even support the front runner in the Republican Party. They don't even support him. As a matter of fact, they want to tear him down because they hate him, because they know if Trump or Cruz gets into power, that they're going to dismantle Washington as we know it. On the GOP side, anyways, they're going to dismantle Washington as we know it. And I love that. On a side note, but that's your treason, that's your treacherous, treasonous type attitude over there. And like I said, the game can play out. We can play the game, but you have to understand what the game is, and that's what the game is. Now, real quick, when the Ford Motor Company decided to move jobs to Mexico, do y'all remember this? So they could pay its workers less. Billionaire Donald Trump was furious. He made trade inequities and Ford's betrayal of American workers a central issue of his campaign. Now, this is coming from the Conservative Tribune. And without us even being in the Oval Office, it worked. In an interview with CNBC, Ford CEO Mark Fields said that the automaker would be here to stay. He also said that he outlined his company's plans in a letter to Trump. While he didn't go into specifics about whether Ford would be rolling back its $2.5 billion expansion of the company's operations in Mexico, it was clear that Fields was committed to addressing Trump's complaints directly. Ford Motor Company is here to stay in the United States, Fields said. We're very proud as a company of what we do in terms of contributing to an economic development here in the U.S. We've invested over $10 billion since 2011 in our facilities, hired over 25,000 people with plans to hire another 8,500 folks. It's important for us to be successful in our home market, and we love what we do for the economy. Ford's expansion in Mexico had infuriated Trump, who had said he would call Fields and give him a message. Let me give you the bad news, Trump said of this hypothetical conversation with Fields. Every car and every truck and every part manufactured in this plant that comes across the border, we're going to charge you a 35% tax, okay? And that tax is going to be paid simultaneously with the transaction, and that's it. And they balked off. Carrier, the same thing. And they balked off. And it's just compelling to me that you got a guy, you know, in Trump, at least one CEO is on the defensive, backing off somewhat. Just imagine how hard they'd be backpedaling were Trump actually the president. I'm just saying, not even in the presidency, and he's already got Ford and a couple other companies squealing and dealing. So that's that part of it. On the backside of this break, we'll get to a few other tidbits and then our How Bizarre segment, and we'll wrap it up. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to American by Design. Number here is 657-383-1908. We'll be right back.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
This sounds like a gun battle over there. Buddy, it's all yours.
Pull the bolt again. You're reloaded.
Fire. Fire. Pull the trigger for single shot.
A burst of 10 shots. Fire! Now fire! Now fire!
Thank you.
Welcome back to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher. And the number here is 657-383-1908. Now, we are streaming on Blog Talk Radio. We're streaming on Mixler. And then after, you know, we actually upload the shows to Spreaker and iTunes and YouTube and all that other kind of stuff. So there's a lot of stuff going on here at American by Design, and a lot of stuff going on with me in general, just with traditionalamericanmovement.com. Now, you can heart this show on mixler.com/American by Design. Follow it, share it with your friends, invite friends over to listen to it. Share our Facebook page with your friends, American by Design on Facebook. On Twitter, it's Trad Americans. You can email me at bing@traditionalamericanmovement.com or bingfisher@gmail.com. We were talking about the treason and treachery and the Muslim problem. And I mean, to me, a lot of these things are just common sense. They're easy to get rid of. They're easy to fix. But nobody wants to do them anymore because we've got political correctness talk show with quotes, air quotes. We've got political correctness. Nobody wants to speak out and say anything to anybody because they don't want to feel like they're, you know, going to be called a racist or whatever. I personally don't care. People have called me racist. They've called me a lot worse than that before. And it doesn't bug me. It really doesn't bug me. And
what difference at this point does it make?
It doesn't make a big difference, Hillary. It doesn't really make a big difference. You know, I was kind of wondering today, if Hillary becomes elected, who's she going to pick for First Lady? Just wondering. I'm just wondering, okay? I'm, you know, not making a big statement or something like that. I'm just wondering. But we do have our patented How Bizarre segment coming up. And I guess we'll probably do that now because I'm trying to manage my time a little bit better on some of these things. But anyways, this one here, I think you're going to like. It's kind of strange, but I think you'll like it. Normally, we showcase like this, some of the bizarre things that happen around the world and have happened around the world every week, and at least lighten up your day a little bit. Okay, so.
How bizarre! How bizarre! How bizarre!
It's in my face, and I really don't want this in my face, but it's called castrato music. Y'all ever heard about this? Castrato music. By the 20th century, the practice of castrating vocally talented young boys to preserve their singing voice had been abandoned, for which reason the solo singing of only one castrato was ever recorded. These were the recordings of Alessandro Morisci, made in 1902 and 1904 when he was already in his 40s and some say past his prime. I don't know why. When your gonads are cut. Well, hey, he'd fit in Washington, D.C. real well, wouldn't he? Because they need a set of balls up there. The dated aesthetic of Morici's singing involved extreme passion and a perpetual type of sob. Often sounds bizarre to the modern listener and can be misinterpreted as technical weakness or symptomatic of an aging voice. Now, listen to this. I'm going to play you just a little bit of this because I can't stand it all, okay? But here we go. Hold on, it's coming. What happened there? Where'd he go? I'm torturing my listeners. I'm torturing them. Is that freaking weird or what? Okay, enough of that. Is that weird or what? I mean, I can't believe it back then that they castrated boys so they can sing longer. But actually, that sounds a lot. Let me see. I got to wait for something, but hold on. Wait for it. That sounds a lot like this, doesn't it?
And every time they say these things, like, oh, you know, the Great Recession was caused by too much regulation. Oh, you know? I think we could cut right through a lot of their claims.
So the question is, was Hillary Clinton castrated? Huh? Or maybe did she just get so liberal that her ovaries shrank and like raisins and fell down her legs and rolled down the floor somewhere? I don't know, but that was the How Bizarre segment. So,
How Bizarre!
Yeah. How Bizarre!
How Bizarre!
Well, what other radio show can you listen to where you go from Obama going to Castro or Obama going to Cuba and the Muslim infiltration and how to get rid of them and guns and, well, we need like good looking women or something on here or something. That's what we need to do. We need to do a segment with hot women, but I'll work on that. And then also treason or treachery with the GOP trying to slide the back door, which my buddy Joe Carr said they're going to do. They're going to try something. May Beavers, Senator May Beavers from Tennessee, said they're going to try something. You watch for it. That's why they're forming a coalition in Tennessee to watch for this and make sure that they don't try any dirty tricks. And if they do, they're going to band together on both the Cruz and the Trump side to stop them. And I think that's admirable. And I think Senator May Beavers and Joe Carr and Steve Gill, radio show host, and a bunch of others for jumping on this and getting that together. In the meantime, you've been listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher. Share us, like us. I don't care. You know, just do whatever you have to do. Put us in a bottle, you know, little notes in a bottle and throw it out in the water or something like that. Say, check this out, you know. Hopefully a dude on the other side on the island has a computer that still works. Oh, shut up, 90 seconds. But we're going to go ahead and play our outro with Brian Futch. And you can catch Brian Futch, great artist, on Reverb Nation. Look for Brian Futch. You can catch him on Facebook at Brian Futch. Just look his name up. And it's kind of our theme song. We use it, and love him to death, man. Thank you so much, sir. And thank you all for tuning in. Look, we will not be ruled. And shut up. And the glass is never half empty. All right. Thank you for tuning in, y'all. I'll see you next week. Take care. Love one another. Stay true. Deep down in his heart, he knew he was right.
still here?